from Las Vegas. You're listening to Verve Church for people who don't like church. Thanks for tuning in.
We're going to talk Netflix in a minute. First, we are all about loving God, loving people, and turning the world upside down. And we best learn to love God and love people. And we best have our lives turned upside down in community, not on our own, trying to figure it out and do it by ourselves, but with other people in community. And here at Verve, that happens in Verve groups. Verve groups are like 5 to 15 people. Most meet once a week. You do life together. You figure it out together. You grow together. And we all need to be in a Verve group. I'll be honest with you. I am not in a group. I'm in two, but I need more help than most people. We do semesters. So you're in a group through like September through early December. And then the semester ends. You can get in that group again. You can try a new one. All of our groups have great leaders. In fact, you might wonder, well, who would my leader be? That might be a fear you have. Well, I can take some of that pressure off and just take a minute to show you some Verve group leaders. So here's one of our leaders. Let me tell you about this guy. This guy, you think this was his high school picture, but no, this was last week. This guy will start dating your mother, but tell you he's not trying to replace your dad. You didn't invite this guy to your party, but you're not asking him to leave either. One of our leaders. Here is another one of our Verve group leaders. So let me tell you about this gal. This gal will tell you it's 5 o'clock somewhere and you're too weirded out to tell her it's 5 o'clock here. This gal will suggest you drive with a top down, but you're not in a convertible. This gal, she considers cigars a vegetable. Again, I'm just trying to make you feel comfortable getting in a group. All of our leaders are great. I'm just highlighting some of the best. All right, one more Verve group leader, this guy. You want to know about this guy? Okay, this guy owns two modes of transportation, his electric scooter and his other electric scooter. This guy tries to pick up girls by explaining that he was a dwarf cleric in his Dungeons & Dragons club in high school. This guy somehow got feline leukemia from his cat. All right. Well, I hope you get in a group, and we'll tell you more about them and how to get in one at the end of our service. For now, how about this? I'm going to pray, and then we'll jump into right back into our new teaching series. So let's just pray. God, we pray that you would open our hearts, open our minds to what you have to say to us, what we need to hear so that we can move forward in life. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. So, in our new series, we're learning from Netflix TV shows. But first, I need to mention a movie. And if you're old enough, I bet it's a movie you loved. If you were around in 1984, some of you weren't, you're younger. But if you were, you were all about The Karate Kid. And you waxed on and you waxed off. You were tricked into thinking painting a fence was cool. You tried to catch flies with chopstick. You practiced the crane kick. For those who missed the 1984 Karate Kid, they did a remake in 2010. But now, today, now there is Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai is a Netflix series that picks up over 30 years after the All Valley Karate Tournament, as seen in the epic movie, The Karate Kid. Where now we see down and out Johnny Lawrence is still trying to find his way in life. And Daniel LaRusso, though a successful car dealer in the Valley, has been struggling since losing his mentor, Mr. Miyagi. The series is more than just a karate show. It's an exploration of the good side of the worst characters and the bad side of the heroes. And the idea is we're all broken. We see this through the lives of Johnny and Daniel as they each begin trying to teach karate, and they keep going head to head with each other and their own personal demons. But Johnny's character is the one we're going to focus on today. Johnny, we see obviously he wants to change his life. And I think we can all relate. You know, even the heroes of the Bible, the people God had write the Bible, can relate. Now, one of them, a guy named Paul, wrote in his letter to the Romans, he wrote, "The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right. Instead, I do what I hate." You get that, right? Yeah. You've got a struggle in your life you'd love to overcome, maybe an addiction, a nagging habit, or maybe you overreact all the time. You have a short fuse. You find yourself having to say, "I'm sorry," a lot. Or you catastrophize everything. You battle anxiety and fear. You self-sabotage relationships. You're slowly becoming your parents. No! Or maybe mistakes from high school still haunt you and define you. You get it. You get Johnny because Johnny is stuck. Ever felt stuck? And Johnny does what everyone does when we feel stuck. He blames Daniel LaRusso for the kick that cost him the match and his girl. He blames his job. He's a handyman and everyone's always on his case. He blames life. It's just giving him bad breaks. But what Johnny's really dealing with is a deep wound that hasn't healed. And all the things he's tried to use to fix it have failed him. Turns out, Johnny's wound is a lack of fatherly love. In a flashback, we see a scene where Johnny is about 12 years old. His life is not going great, and he escapes by listening to cassette tapes on his Walkman. I know some of you are wondering, what are cassette tapes and what's a Walkman? But some of us old folks, we remember cassette tapes and Walkmans. And Johnny is one day he's riding his bike and he's listening to his Walkman and he comes across the Cobra Kai karate studio. He goes home with excitement and tells his parents he wants to do karate, and his father ridicules him. He tells him he is a worthless loser who cannot learn karate, who has no friends, who quits at everything. Johnny's wound is a lack of fatherly love. And he seeks to fill that gap with karate. He starts taking lessons at Cobra Kai, which leads him to a bad mentor, the sensei, John Kreese. But Kreese doesn't show Johnny fatherly love. Instead, he belittles him, tells him he's weak and that the only way to be a man, to go through life, is to strike first, strike hard, no mercy. And that becomes Johnny's way of coping with life. Maybe it's yours. And you'd never say it that way, but maybe you think it. Everyone is out to get you, so take care of yourself first. Hurt them before they hurt you. Leave them before they leave you. But that doesn't heal the wound or fill the emptiness. It only leads to anger. That's what happens with Johnny. And he realizes he's now leading his students at Cobra Kai down that same path. And it all comes crashing down when, now years later, his old sensei returns. John Kreese immediately takes the same old role, talking down to Johnny, which infuriates Johnny, and they get in a fight. I mean, they fight, years of resentment driving Johnny. And then there's this moment when Johnny has Kreese in a headlock, and he sees the two of them in a mirror, and it reminds him of a time when he was a teenager and Kreese put him in a headlock. And he realizes he's becoming just like him. Have you had that moment yet? When you look in the mirror and you don't like who you've become. You have a temper just like your dad. You have a difficult marriage just like your parents. You have an addiction just like your mom. You have shallow relationships. You can't stand it when the person sits in the car in the parking lot. Are you leaving or coming? Which is it? Maybe you have endless arguments with your kid. You have insecurities. You have voices that keep playing in your head. It's kind of like Johnny's Walkman. We have these tapes we keep replaying, right? Repeating the same message. It might be you're weak, you're worthless, it's hopeless. You can't. No one could ever love you. You'll never change. In fact, it might be those voices that are leading to all your issues. We all have a John Kreese. That guy I mentioned, Paul, the hero of the faith, he had to face this too. He was someone who pursued perfection but failed. And he tried to do what was right, and he tried to look good, but he knew he had this darkness within. He had a John Kreese, this sensei kind of speaking down to him. Look what he writes about it. It's so fascinating. He says, "And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I've discovered this principle of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me." Paul discovered there is a war inside of me. I want to do good, but I'm always getting pulled in the wrong direction. And man, we can relate to that, right? I mean, no one sets out to ruin their marriage, their family, their career. They lose that internal battle. We all have a John Kreese. In the show, Johnny's had enough of being the same person, doing the same thing. So he decides to make a change, to finally move forward, to take his life and to take Cobra Kai in a new direction. And to do that, he has to start by facing what's been holding him back, John Kreese. They meet at a diner, and over coffee, Kreese tells Johnny how they can build a new Cobra Kai together. He talks about what we can do together, and Johnny says, "There is no we." Kreese lies about the positive impact he's had on Johnny. Johnny says, "You've ruined my life." Kreese tells him, "Before me, you had no life. Don't you remember?" Johnny responds, "I remember you doing back then what you're doing right now, trying to find my weakness, but I'm not a kid anymore, and you're not my sensei. I don't need you." Johnny rejects his old sensei, his old master, and all the lies that made him believe. And I wonder what that would look like for you. What's been holding you back? What do you need to face down? What's been holding you back? Like, for me, lately, it's been some mental health issues. Maybe about 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with attachment disorder. At that moment, when I was told that, it was like, oh, wow, That explains so much. Since I have felt bad for myself and used it as an excuse for why it's easy for me to put work over relationships. But recently, I have realized, no, man, I need to do something about this. And I have. What's holding you back? What do you need to face down? For you, it might be ending a toxic relationship or finally admitting you've got a problem and getting help with your addiction or turning off that cassette tape in your mind. I mean, those thoughts, you're not enough, you're not good enough. You have let those thoughts live rent-free for too long. It's time to sit down with your enemy and say, I'm done. I'm out. That's necessary, and that's good. But it's not enough. As Johnny learns, if you're not careful, the old senseis keep coming back. That old master who's tried to rule us with lies, we need to reject that sensei, and we need a new one. Listen to Paul's conclusion. Remember, he's writing in Romans how he was stuck, right? And how he's finally able now to get unstuck. Here's how. He writes, oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Paul asked Jesus to take over, to be his sensei, to teach him a new way of doing life. And it started with a new way of thinking, with new thoughts. Paul also wrote this. He wrote, we live in this world, but we don't act like its people or fight our battles with the weapons of this world. Instead, we use God's power to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Do you get what he's saying? So much of how we do life and so much of what gets us stuck is how we think. If you change your thinking, you change your life. So we need to take out the old soundtracks in our mind and surrender them to Jesus. He said, we destroy the false arguments, the false thinking with God's power. He said, we take captive every thought and we make it obedient to Christ. So we replace the lies we believe with the truth of Jesus. And Jesus said, his truth will set us free. So you might have this thought that's been part of the soundtrack of your life. I am worthless. Well, you need to replace that thought with the truth. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. Or you might find yourself repeatedly thinking, I am alone. No, you feel that way, yeah, but you're not alone. And so you replace that lie with truth. Jesus said, and be sure of this, I am with you always. Your cassette tape might say, I'm too weak. I'm destined to fail every time. Mm-mm. Listen to this. His grace is all I need, and his power works best in my weakness. You might have the thought, I always wreck every relationship. So you take that thought captive every time it comes into your mind. You don't allow it, and you make it obey Jesus, who tells us, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Or it might be the thought, I'll always be the same, or I'm just like my parents. Here's the truth about you. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Or you might find yourself thinking, God, you don't really care about me. You're not interested in me. And that is not true. So you destroy that argument with God's truth, which says you take delight in me with gladness. With your love, you calm all my fears. You rejoice over me with joyful songs. Your cassette tape message you've played all your life might be, I'm too messed up. I could never make a difference. You replace that with God's truth, which says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. You can change your life. Well, God can change your life, but you've got a part to play. Just like Johnny, you need to face down what's been holding you back, and you need a new sensei. You need to let Jesus lead you into a new life by letting him change your cassette tape. If you change your thinking, you'll change your life. So let me pray for you. Let me pray for us. And then our band is going to lead us in a song as we just go to God and we say, God, man, I need you in my life. I need you to help me. I need you to be my sensei, to be my leader. And I need you to help me change the way I think. Let's pray. God, we're asking for just that, God. We know that you love us. We know that you care for us, that you have plans for our life. We know that there are things that are pulling us away from your plan, that are pulling us backwards, God. And we want to ask you, God, to be our leader, to lead us through life. God, that old sensei, that old master in our minds, that thought process we have that keeps reminding us of old cassette tapes we keep listening to that are lies. God, we want to turn off those messages. And we want to start listening to, believing in your truth. God, set us free with your truth. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.